As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
All right, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca, and I'm sure you're glad that Harper's gone out of office. 10 years. 10 years, way too long. So anyways, start things all off with Poison Idea from the brand new Confuse and Conquer release on Southern Lord Records. I heard a track called Psychic Wedlock. Catch Poison Idea here this Friday at Funky Winker Beans. I'll be playing with Car 87, Illuminator, and the Old Derelicts. And the following night we got an awesome tribute show with the Remorse, Anti-Semex, Sacrilege, a band doing 80s covers. I'm not sure who the bands are covering, but I'm sure it'll be good. And it's called Sandra Bullock's and the Pop-Tarts. And there's going to be a Chaos UK cover band, a long-running act from the UK. And, we're going to be decided to be a good time to spring a spotlight on Chaos UK because they're quite prolific and got quite a bit of stuff out and have been going quite a long time. So, yeah, back into the show. Going to hear another 7-inch I got at the Fine Hits and Misses record label. These guys are... got a lot of buzz on them right now, and deservingly so. They're pretty good. They're called Rikes. We're going to hear the title track of their 7-inch. Coups and Pleasures is the name of it on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Avancer, casser, se Hold up.
Just gotta go get me jacket.
I ain't going out like that, are you?
What do you mean?
You're like bleeding out, sir.
I'll leave here. You've got to look good to pull a bird. Nice pair of straws, nice jacket, nice jacket. How'd you expect to pull a bird looking like that?
CITR's annual band competition is in its 30th year of promoting new local bands and providing great prizes. It happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 2 is happening this Tuesday, October 27th, featuring Atlanteans, Owl Scowl, and Skyote. Cover is $5 at the door and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, the show you're listening to is Generation Annihilation, and we start things all off with Rikes, Coobs and Pleasures from the La Vida and Unmused Discos Punk record label. Yes, this is some awesome Oi stuff out of France. followed another act out of France called Trap. That's from their 2015 demo. The name of the track we heard was called Trapped. And followed with Last Crusade. This is a band that features members from here and members in the UK, and it's from a new 7-inch of theirs, self-titled, on Rebellion and Long Shot Music. The name of the track we heard was called Cycle of Terror. And, we followed with Chartbusters out of Portland, Oregon. Yeah, they do a lot of cool covers, and they do some cool songs of their own, which is what we heard in the last set, a song from them called Wreck and Burn. Yeah, from Portland's Chartbusters. Yeah, check them out. Followed with Vicious Rumors from the Anytime Day or Night reissue on LP, which I found at Hits and Misses Records last week. It's on Radiation Records. Originally came out on Oi Records in 1987. And, name of the track was called Soul Patrol. Vicious Rumors, a three-piece band. They did the two albums, and they play intermittently nowadays. They originally formed in the 70s, and, they're a fun band. You check them out. You won't be disappointed. If you like fun stuff like The Business and Peter and the Test Tube Babies. All right, we're going to hear an act right now. Another reissue that I recently picked up. It's called Loud and Clear. Originally came out in 1983 out of New York City. This is The Abused on Generation Annihilation.
We'll be right back. he's about to love. You don't know what he's about to jump around in like red blood. Burning nose and jumping rags. You don't know what the fuck you do. You don't know what the fuck you say. We don't respect you in any way. That's what I thought, we don't fight. Cause you know what's on your right. If you try to stop us now, we will have a fuck them out. We call it fight, you say we fight. It doesn't matter who is right. You're too old to understand.
hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive, and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
All right, the show is Generation Annihilation. You're tuned into. Start things all off with the Abused, Loud and Clear, Nuclear Threat from a recent reissue of theirs and Mad at the World Records. Followed with another reissue on the same label, Sand in the Face, Music Made to Riot, title track, everything that this New Jersey act did. And yeah, they didn't even release any vinyl, but yeah, all their demo stuff on one LP, really cool. Followed with a band from Toronto called Gauchos, Desplazados is the name of the 7-inch release that should be coming out this December. And Kerpos Mutilados is the name of the track. Yeah, and then we followed with an act from Seattle, Washington called Lysol, who will be playing here November 6th. And yeah, it's ex-members of the Nudes. And I'm not sure that venue is going to be, but the venue is going to be, but it's going to be with Tough Customer and Ex-Most, so there you go. So yeah, we're going to get into the showcase on Chaos UK. Looks like we got about 20 minutes left in the show, so not going to cover all the ground that I wanted to, but we're going to be looking first at the early years of Chaos UK, Riot City Records from 1981 to 83. Chaos UK, in case you don't know, formed in Portishead near Bristol. They played some punk rock originally, and they were featured on the UKDK movie. They were also featured on the first Punk and Disorderly compilation, and they went on to be a raunchier hardcore band later on, which I was going to try to get to today, but looks like for now it's going to be just the early stuff. So we're going to take you to their 1981 demo with a track called Victimize here on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Trust British police! I fear
Victimized! Police won't leave me alone! We're being victimized for wearing strange clothes! I was taken down the cells, put through fucking 6 hours out. Didn't get no fucking sleep. Took me boots right off me feet. Bring false charges against you. Nothing else you can do. Take you out to make a statement. Then it's back to police detainment. I've been victimized. Police won't leave me alone.
Thank you. Margaret Thatcher. She thought of many things in her time, but the greatest of all those was a thing they called the dole queue. First there was Howe with his stupid fucking policies, and last and then every other time was Margaret Thatcher. Her plan was that in 5 years she would totally fuck up the British economy and leave 6 million unemployed.
CITR and Stomp Records proudly present The Real Mackenzies live at the Rickshaw, Friday, November 13th. With extra special guests, The Brains, The Isotopes, Lost Kung Fu Monkeys, and Rude City Riot. Come celebrate Stomp Records' 20th anniversary in style with good music, good friends, and great times. Hit up stomprecords.com for more info, music, and swag.
Like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, and we heard five tracks from England's Chaos UK, and that was the classic original lineup with Simon on vocals, Andy on guitar, Chaos on bass, and Potts on drums, and we started things all off the 1981 demo. Victimize was the name of the track, and that churned up on a later 7-inch called Burning Britain, which we heard afterwards. The track 4-Minute Warning, which was also featured on the UK DK soundtrack. It's a well-known Chaos UK track, just like No Security off the Loud, Proud, and Uncompromising 7-inch release on No Future Records. And yeah, we heard a track from the 1983 release, just the self-titled release. And at this point, Chaos ended up singing on it, and we heard a track called You'll Never Own Me, and then we ended off with a track called Maggie, and that was a outtake from the Riot City Records label, an outtake from a studio session they did, probably off one of the EPs. So yeah, that concludes the first part of Chaos UK, but at a later date, I'm thinking next week, we'll showcase the rest of their stuff, because I'm out of time, and I got 5 minutes till power cord is up. So yeah, if you'd like to check out Generation Annihilation online, check us out, www.generationannihilation.com, and download our playlists and podcasts online there. Yeah, check it out. Like I said, power cord up next. We're going to leave you with one more. This is the latest from Johnny Moped. Talk to you next week. Have a good one. We'll be right back.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Drugs in the promise of
This can't be real. All right, welcome to another edition of Power Chord Heavy Metal Radio here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, here at the wonderful UBC campus. We just listened to a couple of tracks off of a brand spanking new album by the one and only Vhol. That's V-H-O-L, a band I've talked about on this show a number of times, several times. This is their second album. It's called Deeper Than Sky, and it was released on Profound Lore Records yesterday. So over the last few weeks, we've checked out a couple of tracks that they've released here and there, but the entire thing is now available to stream online, so you can listen to the whole darn thing. So we listened to a track starting things off there called The Tomb, and that's the last song on the album. And that number that we just finished up there is a little musical interlude called Pano. It's sort of like a misspelling of piano. And as you could tell, there was a lot of very interesting piano things happening in that tune. It's basically a thrash song with like rapid fire saloon style piano in it. Piano riffing, if you will. The band, of course, is, although they loathe the term a supergroup, if you will, they refer to themselves as just a bunch of friends getting together. But the members, of course, are Aesop Decker, who plays drums also in Agalloch, and guitar player John Cobat, who played with Aesop in Ludicra, and John's wife Sigrid Shee, who you heard on the piano there, who plays with John in Hammers of Misfortune, as well as Mike from Yob on vocals. And they've all been cranking out a lot of music with their other projects as well. So it was hard to say whether Vhol was going to get relegated to the, side project kind of territory, something that they might visit here and there over the years. But it seems like it's a little bit more consistent than just a side project. It seems like a bit more serious. Their debut came out in 2013. Their sophomore is out now. So it's looking good for this band that I absolutely adore. So hopefully they keep it up and maybe book a tour or something. Yob is going to be playing in Vancouver on New Year's Eve. They'll be playing at the Rickshaw. And thus far it just says plus guests. So I recommend spamming the Facebook page for Yob and Vhol and trying to get Yob or Vhol on that bill as well. That's what I'm trying to do. Anyways, speaking of other things that happened yesterday and gigs and bills and things, there was a gig that went down at the Black Lab on Hastings. Gig from a bunch of bands. There was a band called Negative Standards from Oakland, as well as Doom, Squamish, Stalwarts, Hoopsnake, and a band called Tempest, who I'd never heard before, and Alethea, who doesn't have any music online. But anyways, yeah, so that was went down at the Black Lab for anybody who checked it out. I wasn't able to. I was thinking about it, but I was too busy watching the Blue Jays lose and then drowning my sorrows. So anyways, we're going to listen to a track from some of those bands. We're going to check out some stuff from Negative Standards first. This is from an EP that they put out called Fetters, and we're going to listen to the opening track right now on Power Chord.
Questions are a burden to others. Answers are prison for oneself.
Oblivion.